lives. So let's dive deeper into the role that God has called us to be. Relax, grab some tea, and chat.
When I smile, I shine so bright. I'm cruising 24/7, day and night. Say I'm a mom, serving the Lord till I die. And I know He's making moves in my life. Say I'm a mom, hey.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to One Mom in a Dream podcast, formerly Four Moms podcast, where we help overwhelmed mamas like you move into their overflow by igniting your faith and reminding mamas like you of your inheritance as a child of God. I'm your host, Allison Nickerson. Let's get into it.
Hello, ladies. So I'm excited about today's message. I know y'all probably like, she always excited. I am, because I really am, but it's really because, y'all, I hope that this message can really bring someone closer to God, truly and wholeheartedly. That is my main point. And so I'm just going to jump into it. And so when talking about why saying yes to God is important, it's not just, you know, showing evidence or testimonies, things like that, which, I mean, I am going to do. But I think a lot of times people ask, why do you believe in God? I think a lot of times people say, why do you do the things that you do? Why do you sacrifice yourself in ways that you do for God? I don't want to have a God that's like this, which is probably just church hurt or people listening to other people versus reading the word for themselves. But for me, Why do I say yes to God? It's because every time I say yes, God shows me something new and reveals something new to me. He gives me direction. He gives me guidance. And He keeps pointing me back to either things He's already said. He shows me Bible verses that support why He wants me to move in certain directions, support if I want to do certain things, hey, this is the scripture we need to go to. And this is also why it's super important for you to have a physical Bible. I don't care what size it is, what kind of, if it's like, you know, New King James or a Message or whatever. It's just important for you to have a physical one for me, because whenever I sit in my quiet time with God and God is telling me to do something and I literally open my Bible, or He says, go to Genesis, go to this. And I open my Bible and He shows me the verse. Y'all, That's not me. I don't know the Bible like that. I can't just open up my Bible and be like, in Genesis in chapter of 24, in Leviticus and here. I don't know that. I've done no schooling. I don't know that. And so whenever God shows it to me, it's just like, man, how can people think that God isn't real? You know, I know there are these other religions and promises and things out here that people believe in, which is whatever. Love you. But for me, it's been too much evidence. I'm a very, as much happy and goofy and stuff I can be, I'm very much about the facts. Okay. I'm very much like if I'm confused, it's because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that this happens to this and this goes this way. If you did this, it doesn't make sense to me. And so when I think about the things that people are like, well, you can't see God. You can't see Wi-Fi. You can't see the wind, but it's there. You know? But how do you know it's God? It ain't me. I know it ain't me. I know it can't, but even I myself, y'all, even me as a Christian woman, even me sometimes, I'm like, man, like, how can God really be real? Because, like, it doesn't make sense. I can't see Him. I can't hear everything. But I remember as a girl, 15, 16 years old, I got in trouble with my parents. And I remember sitting there crying and just being like, man, like, I wish, I was like, man, I just want like a mother's hug right now. And I truly remember feeling like it was wings around me. hugging me, giving me comfort in the time where I just needed comfort, where I just needed a sister or a friend or somebody to love me in that moment. You know, I remember feeling like my mind was going crazy when I was going through things working at that job I didn't like, when I was overwhelmed with being a mother of two under two. I remember feel like I was going crazy and God just sending the right people at the right time and just sending small moments of interception and just being like, it's going to be okay. I'm still here. I still have you. I remember those times. I remember when, just at the beginning of the year when I felt like I wasn't being heard. I wasn't being listened to with some certain family members about how I wanted to raise my family or how I want to do certain things. And God just opens me up to Genesis 24 and just shows me that I need to focus on him regardless of what I feel like happened. There are certain truths and actualities of who he really is. Like, that's not me, y'all. It's not me. And so why should you say yes to God, right? Why should you continue diving deeper into your faith, moving forward? Y'all, this is, as I've learned more about God and who he is, who he truly is versus how the church or certain people may stand him off to be, God is a gentleman. God will wait on you. He will pursue you. He will prepare a feast and a table. Okay. So he's a builder and a provider. He will look out for you. He will walk beside you. He will guide you and he will never give up on you. If that's not the epitome of what a gentleman is, I don't know what else to tell you. Right. And because he is all of those things, he will meet you where you are. You don't have to come to God perfect. You don't have to come to him in this beautiful white robe, satin dress, trained 12 feet long. You don't have to come to God like that. God accepts you for who you are. And sometimes being in a world where there are different ideas and makeups of how you are supposed to be as a nationality, as a race, as a gender, whatever. God says, I see you where you are. I'm fine with that. And I want you to build and get better. God is a builder, like literally, he's a creator. And I can't think of the scripture, but whenever I read and it said that we are his climax creation, his greatest possession. Out of all the things that God created that people haven't even discovered like yet, I'm sure there's like thousands of species that live like deep, deep in the water that like can only survive down there. You know, they can't come to the surface, those type of things. Like out of all the things that he has created, I'm his most prized possession. I am his climax, his peak, like prize. Me, I am. That means God thinks the world of you. It's somewhere in a scripture that says that he knows every hair on your head, right? It's not like, you know, that little Santa Claus, like he sees you when you're sleeping. No, that's creepy, okay? no, like God sees every hair on your head. He sees what you're doing. He knows what's going on, even the bad things. God is just like, but I got you, okay? And then once I truly learned mustard seed faith, like I've seen mustard seeds before because everybody, every pastor has preached that message. And if you just have this small grain of faith, we've all seen mustard seeds before, right? At some point in your life, it's in a necklace or something. But whenever I truly understood mustard seed faith, it's just saying, yes. It's just saying, okay, God, this time I'm going to try you and let's just see what happens. And you wholeheartedly, instead of doing what you've been doing, instead of being tripped up, worried, freaking out, stressing yourself out, putting yourself out, trying to figure out all these things, do all that. Whenever I said, oh, mustard seed faith just means saying yes. mustard seed faith just means surrendering to God and say, you know what, God, I am tired of doing this all by myself and I would love some help. God said, okay, cool. That's all it is. Like, why do we sit up here and worry ourselves and go through all these things? And God's like, here you go. All right, man, cool. You know, I'm not about to sit here and argue with you, Lord. You know, cool. Like, why would we put ourselves through that? I know a lot of times we heard the song Let Go and Let God, but sometimes we just understood what it made. And I've been teaching this lesson to a group of ladies from a nonprofit, and it's been going really great. And I was going back through my prayer journal because there were certain things that God wanted me to say to them. And this line, baby, set it off. It set off the tone, y'all. It set off the tone. And excuse for my page flipping. I know that sounds really unprofessional of me, but I just want to be sure that y'all get every dose of what this is. Okay. So it says, your greatest you comes when you surrender the most. Let me just rewind that and say it to you again. Your greatest you comes when you surrender the most. When you say, I am tired of fighting, I'm tired of stressing, I'm tired of worrying, I'm tired of doing it all, and you give it all, you give it up, and you just say, God, take control. Jesus, take the wheel, literally. Take control of my life. Tell me where I need to go. That's where you have your quiet time. You release all things from your mind. God, give me direction. That's why I love writing and journaling, because I forget a lot of stuff now after having 3 children, and I have to go back and be like, God did tell me to do this. I have to go back and be like, oh yeah. Like, I have to have proof. But your greatest you will only start elevating yourself whenever you stop making you the head of your life and you make God the head of your life. Whenever you surrender the most to the process, to his process and his planning that he has for you, so many doors are going to be open. I know y'all have heard me say this so many times before, but y'all, I was not supposed to be on this podcast. I was not supposed to be a businesswoman. I was not supposed to be running an Airbnb and be in real estate and all these things. That was not my vision for myself. I was supposed to be somebody's vet. Okay. So even though I'm still in the vet world, I'm a vet tech, but I know that's not my end all be all. It's not. I was supposed to be a veterinarian somewhere, just doing my everyday job. And that's not in my plan anymore. God literally turned my heart and my mind and my way of thinking, gave me different passions, exposed to me how creative I really am, right? My talents and my gifts, and that we can actually use these talents and gifts, girl, to not only share with the world, but we can actually profit off of this stuff, girl. So your mind of maybe sometimes you were a little bossy as a little kid, but you're super creative and decorative. I decorated our Airbnb and now it's being, you know, we're making a sick profit off of it. Like now things are like really happening. People be booking at the last minute. And it's like, oh, there goes a little extra something. You know, even with this podcast, I was not supposed to do this. God said, hey, I want you to start a podcast. I went to an event. And this girl was like, this is how you start a podcast. Huh? What? And now we have over 10,000 listens. What? That's crazy to me. That's crazy. We have a more defined mission and message for our moms. And it's amazing. I would never think this. I also wouldn't think that I'll be in my in-laws' house. But, as I have now caught up and got myself together and gotten my husband and I more focused, we've gotten more aligned, we would not be where we are in our marriage if we were not here in this house. We have had so many new conversations. We opened up with each other like you wouldn't believe. If we wouldn't have gone through some of the mess we went through at the first house that we had, of all the mess that we had there and now coming here and dealing with stuff, it has made us so much stronger as a couple. It has made our marriage crazy strong. And because our marriage is strong, I am so confident in myself as a person. Like I walk around like a bad bitch, okay? Like, I feel so good because my husband is good. We can talk to each other. We can make plans. Like, we can just connect in a way that is like, it's amazing. And at first I was like, man, this fairy tale stuff that they put on TV and it's just false advertising and it's this and it's that. So you will never find that. Y'all. Now, I'm not saying that like my husband's most romantic person, but in the sense of I found somebody that loves me, that thinks that I am the bomb.com, and I'd be like, oh, I gotta work on myself. He's like, girl, please. But he loves me and he sees me for who I am. And he respects my opinion. He says, this is what you want? Okay, let's go after it. What? Y'all, you can't tell me that's not God. Because it wasn't Allison. Okay, Allison was ruthless. Allison, you couldn't tell Allison what to do. You're not about to control me. My stuff is separate from yours. It was just so much. You could not tell me that. No, that was God. That was God. And y'all, so closing, this is more of a testimony or anything like that. If you are interested in diving deeper with your faith and diving closer to who God is, first off, get a study Bible. Get a Bible for yourself. I would suggest starting off in the book of Ephesians and the book of James, just to kind of learn more about the Bible. From there, Proverbs and Psalms have been really good. I've heard people say a lot of different things about them reading Proverbs and Psalms. Proverbs is good, is really good, actually. I'm currently in Hebrews, but as you kind of go along, God will give you certain things. Oh, and pick up a devotional. If you are a woman, I love the 100 Days of Believing Bigger. The devotional comes with a writing portion, some great insight in scripture. Some great insight. And then there is a scripture at the top. What I would do is that I would have that scripture at the top and I would read the entire chapter of that scripture to get more context behind what the scripture was about. So doing little things like that, if you just take a verse sometimes and meditate on it and things of that nature, write down what that means to you, how that looks in your life. You know, those things can help you dive deeper into your word, who God is, and who he believes you are, and how much he just loves you and just looks after you, right? And so this is my quick testimony on why I say yes to God, because he keeps showing me the facts and the evidence of why I should. He keeps giving me ideas. He keeps positioning people into my life to help me. He keeps doing these amazing things, and there is no way I could ever do it. I could ever do it without him. So with that being said, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please share it with a friend or a family member if they need this encouraging word today. And also please leave us a 5-star review if you enjoyed this one, so we can continue to reach more moms and more people around the world and continue to be a bomb podcast. I love you guys so much, and I will see you again next week. Bye.